Shaftim, Chelik Yudalet, the first Sikh of Chelik Yudalet, which also fits with the project of Kutas Sikhas. We're happy to do that. And we're going to learn the first Sikha. And this time I'm going to mention, during the course of the Sikha, I'm going to mention certain things that the Rebbe like wrote, interesting things. I mean, the Rebbe's Magid the Sikha, so many things that the Rebbe wrote, but some things I would mention. Actually, a few of the things I even gave to print that they print Ksav Yad, but a few things I'm going to mention as we go learning the Sikha. So I'll give a little background to the Psukim that the Sikha goes on. It starts off, Torah says in Shaftim, Kapitel Yud Ches, starting from Tes, that you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Don't learn Lases Ketziaves Agoyimain. Don't learn to do the disgusting things the nations do. Don't have people, Mavir B'nei Yabit Be'esh, take through your children, fire, Kesim Ksomim, Me'enim, Menachem, Machashiv. These are all kinds of magicians. Different types, Cheil Chover, Chaver Chover, Sheilevi Yedeni, Deira Shalamesim, people who go and speak to the dead. And all this is in order to find out what's going to be in the future, all these things. So it says, don't go there. It's disgusting for Hashem, those that do these things. And because of these disgusting things, Hashem is chasing them out of the land for you. In other words, to make the place for you. And then the Pasuk says, Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha. You shall be Tomim with Hashem, your God. Now we'll touch what the word Tomim means soon, but the word is Tomim. In other words, don't do that. Just Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha, be Tomim with Hashem. And then the Pasuk continues. Either way, here ends by the end of Revi, Hamishi starts right here. And then the Torah after this Pasuk says, because these nations that you're going to, you're inheriting their land, they go to these magicians. But you, Ata Leike, Nosavacha Hashem alekecha, Hashem didn't do it. Novi mikir b'chamachecha kameini yotimacha Hashem alekecha, Elof tishmon. There will be a Novi. But if you want to go to hear things, you will go to the Novi, like me, Mesha says, and you listen to him. This is the Parsha. So the Pasuk says, Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha, Zog de Rebbe Azeh. The Pasuk, Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha, in the Pasuk where it says, Vi Tomim with Hashem, your God, Maitig Rashi kol hakosuf, so Rashi quotes the whole Pasuk. Sometimes Rashi, mostly Rashi quotes the headlines in the Hebrew Maskel, a few words from the Pasuk. Here's the whole Pasuk. It's a short Pasuk, so he quotes all the words, Tomim tiyem Hashem alekecha. Umefarashin, he teaches it like this. What does Tomim mean? He's halach in imebi tmimus. You should go with him with tmimus, which means, I don't even know how to translate in English, with sincerity, wholeheartedly. It's a certain feeling that you should have. You should go with Hashem with a certain sincerity, with a certain feeling of tmimus, with the tzapalai, and you should hope for him. I see this. Don't investigate. Don't dig deep into the future. Everything that will come to you, except with this tmimus, which means the sincerity or the wholeheartedly. You know what it means. V'chulu, etc. The Rebbe writes here v'chulu because there's another piece to this Rashi, but the Rebbe does not quote it yet. So he quotes the first part, and then he asks kashas. Then he says, I'll quote the second part. So he didn't quote it yet, and the last kashas there too. But the Vayla, the Rebbe quoted the first part of Rashi. So the Rebbe says, we have to understand. Number one, kama v'kama pomim nemer b'teira tomim. The word tomim is written in the Torah many times. By Noach it says, tomim hoye b'dereisa. He was a tomim in his generation. Avraham, it says, Hashem said to him, go in front of me and be a tomim. By dinner karbonis, by their karbonis, it says, tomim rabbi shetzorech liyistam. Many times it says tomim. The Rabbi Nahara 4 brings many, many places in the Torah where it says when the karbon, you bring a karbon, has to be a tomim. So why all of a sudden when we come here the word tomim, which is probably the 10th time the Torah says the word tomim, here Rashi has to tell us what tomim means. Sapele, why here? Obviously, we know what it means from all these psukim from before. Number two, base, prote pirush, the details of his pirush, which is his halach. These are the words that his Rashi explains what the word tomin means. Before he asked Tom, why does Bichlali have to explain what it means? Now they said that he does explain. He goes through a whole arich, mentions many details. His halach, he may be tmimus, go with him with tmimus. Fitzapale, you should hope for him. I see this, and you should not look deep into the future. Everything that comes to you, except with mimis. So Rashi, in the word Tomim, puts in all these details. We know Rashi, Rashi doesn't say anything except Pshat. If Rashi says this is what the word Tomim means, Rashi feels that in this word Tomim, this lies. How do all these things lie in this word tamin. Another thing, gimel. Me'adiyukim b'loshim pirush Rashi. From till now it was in chat in teichon. Now it's pirush adiyuk in a word. Because of Nehemar Haloshin, the apostle uses a loshin shayel derish. He says when he speaks about the goyim, he says, "What did the goyim do?" He says, "Shayel eivy yedeni." They ask these magicians eivy yedeni derish al amesim. They search into the mesim. So it means they're looking into. Uses the word shayel and derish. Aval Rashi case of tachker. Rashi doesn't say these words. Changes. Rashi says tachker. Actually, originally when the Rebbe wrote. The Rebbe wrote this Ha'orah, and I'll explain later why. The Rebbe wrote this Ha'orah, I mean this Kasha. This whole Kasha, the Rebbe wrote with Tzadi of Kedish, originally actually wrote that Rasha is Mishane, changes from the Loshna Posik, then he crossed himself out the word Mishane, and he said, Ava Rasha Kesef Tachke, Rasha writes Tachke. So obviously the Rebbe wrote clearly changes, but it's not called a change, because he's not like talking about the same words that the Posik says before, and he changes the word. That, the Rebbe just asks, if he's coming behemshech to what it says before, what they do, so here Rashi should have written the same Lashon. So the word Mishana doesn't really fit, but that's what he wrote, Lachdil, and crossed it out. Okay, so this is Kashas, these are Kashas in the first part. Achakach Masayim Rashi, and then Rashi finishes off and says like this. After he writes all these details of what Tommy means, he says, V'oz tia imei ulechelke. Then you will be with him and to his chelek, to part of him. That means shaschar shel schar l'kimi b'tmimis, the schar of going with tmimis chulu and all the details. Who? What's the schar? What's the reward? Tia yimei l'chelka. You will be with him and to his chelik. So Rechlof, we have to understand. First of all, aleph schar mitzvah zubu pshuta shel mikraman dechar shmei. Where does the Torah mention a schar for this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah tomim tim Hashem lekecha. The Torah doesn't mention any reward. How come Rashi all of a sudden decides to write that there is a reward? If you do this, you'll be rewarded. You'll be with him and you'll be his chelik. And number two, how does Rashi know? And Rashi, everything is from the pshat of the pasuk that this is the schar. The schar is imei lechelke. Where does Rashi take it from? So first of all, why does Rashi b'chal bring the schar? Where does the Torah say schar? And especially this specific schar. Now, I'm a foreshim would say, yeah, you know where Rashi takes it from. The kavonas Rashi. Rashi means like this. Hapasuk tamim tiyei mashem alekecha nichlek l'shnayim. They learn that Rashi divides the pasuk. Tomim tiyeh, these two words. And then, im Hashem alekecho, divides it into two separate things. Tomim tiyeh hu atziv el ha'odom. Tomim tiyeh is the command to the person, what he should do. He's halachim yibit mimus, he should go with mimus, and then all these dots means all their things. And you should hope for him, and don't look after the future, and everything except kibul kabul bit mimus, kabit mimus. That's Rashi's pshat in the word tomim tiyeh. And then when it says in Torah further, im Hashem alekecho, with Hashem your God, who aschad? The Torah lechatchila meant this as aschad al ki matzivut. That it's a reward for keeping the commandment of Tomim Tiyah. What's the aschad? And that's what the Torah is telling. Tiyah imay lechelke. You will be with him and his chelek. That's the aschad is in the words im Hashem alekecha. If you are Tomim Tiyah, you will be im Hashem alekecha. That's how they learn. Now the Rebbe says in order 8, for sure you can't learn that Rashi just telling us to shot him in the posse. That can't be. The Rebbe says. Why? And he says, because if it would be a second pshat, this inyan of Tiyah Imei Lechelke should have said Dovar Achar. It's a new pshat. So it's not two pshatim. So they learn also it's not two pshatim. They just learn there are two parts of the pasuk. Tomim Tiyah is the first whole ariches that he says what Tomim is. And then the Torah says, Imei Hashem Alekecha, then you will be with Hashem. They even say a reason why Rashi has to learn that way. Because Havel Elohimet, Tomim Tiyah, Mishinemer Ba'avrom, Hayei Tomim Besulei. The Torah should have said Tomim Tiyah. When the Torah says Tomim Tiyah, we know already what it means. It means be Tomim with Hashem. We see by Avraham Avinu, it says David should say Tomim. Didn't say Im Hashem Alekecha. So you don't have to write it. So when the Torah says here Im Hashem Alekecha, my Kamashvila. Why does the Torah tell? What does the Torah mean with the Im Hashem Alekecha? Lochem Efarash Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Im Hashem Alekecha inyan b'fnei atzmei. Im Hashem Alekecha is a separate inyan, which is the schar kiyum mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah. The Torah is telling us here in the pasuk the schar. Okay, Shem Avram. Shem by Avram. We also see that after David told him Tomim Tiyah, he says to him, "Ve'etna brisi beini v'necho. I will make a covenant with you. I'll give you a schar. Are they mitzvah? They were hayet Tomim through the mitzvah. Tomim. The Torah says schar. So here also they learn that Tomim Tiyah. The Torah tells us what you should do, and there's a schar im Hashem alekecha, and it's not connected. Now the way it was written before. But they gave it into the Rebbe, the way it was written here, that according to their pshat, Rashi says the second part, he will be Imei Lechelkis, Dover Chodesh. It's a new thing. And they even added, not a Dover Chodesh, they wrote, Shalei Koyi Adil Ilmine. It's something that does not go on what it was written before. So the Rebbe crossed out the word, it's a Dover Chodesh, that according to them, this is a new thing, because it's not. They learn it's a schar, but it's not a new thing, it's a hemshech. And also, when they put in the words, Shalei Koyi Adil Ilmine, that according to them, it doesn't go on what it said before, not only the Rebbe took it out, the Rebbe circled it, and the Rebbe wrote, which he did sometimes, Mavil. It's incredible, how do you even think so? Even according to the way they say, it doesn't mean it doesn't go on the Le'ilmane, it doesn't go on what it said before. It goes on what it said before. But a different prat, it's a schara what it said before. And the way it was written, Chathila, that it doesn't go, according to them, it doesn't go on the Le'ilmane. So the Rebbe circled it and wrote Mavil, and obviously took it out. But anyway, this is how they learn pshat. The Rebbe says we cannot say really this is a pshat in Rashi. Key number one, al pizeh, according to this, haschola zivir Rashi is halachim ebitminus. Besim dvorav ostim el chelke. These two things. The first part where he says what Tommy means, he should be bitminus and hope for him and don't go to look for the future. And then the second part, which is ostia, then you will be im el chelke, which is the schar, and they're both for different parts of the posik. Havelei l'Rashi, the case of the base Dibur Hamas, Rashi should have written them in two separate pieces. B'tchilo l'haytik tomim tiyah, first Rashi should have quoted from the Pasuk tomim tiyah, not tomim tiyah Hashem alekech, and then say these two things. He should have quoted tomim tiyah. Ulofarish, and explain what that means. It's halachimeng, go bitmimis, etc., etc. V'chakach l'haytikim Hashem alekech, then a new piece of Rashi, with a new Dibur Hamas, with a new beginning, quoting the words, im Hashem alekech, ulofarish, and to explain, ostim, okay, but what the Pasuk means you will be with him and his chalik, because they're two separate things. Because the Rebbe has this klal, it's an obvious klal, that if Rashi has two things to say on one pasuk, but two different parts of the psukim, he will write it separately. He will quote a few words of the pasuk and write whether that's negated to that word, those words. Then there's another, he'll quote other words and the right words negate that word. He should have done that here too. Since he doesn't assume it, it's all one. And the second reason why we can't learn like these meforshim. Because Pashtes Losh and Rashi is Halachim Ibitnimus. Simple Taich. Rashi is Pashit. Very simple. You have to read it the way it says. Rebbe said many times, the word Rashi is Asis Yoshur. Straight. Go straight. The way simple words of what Rashi says, right in the beginning, when he teaches what it means, he says, He's Halach Imei. It seems that is Mashmed Im Hashem Alekecha Koyad Alil. He's like referring to the Im Hashem Alekecha. Yisalich imei bitmimus, and it says tomim tia im Hashem alekecha. The Rashi says yisalich imei. That's he's referring to that im Hashem alekecha, that im it says in the pasuk. So it goes on before. Vuhu chelik me'atzivu tomim tia, and this is part of the commandment that you should be tomim. Ukepash the pirish akosuv, like the simple pshat in the pasuk. Vlei inyan bifnei atzmei schar alaki kimamitz. Not that this is a separate inyan, and this is the reward for doing the mitzvah. So it's another reason why it's hard to say that this is the reward, and it's a separate part. And Gimel, the third kashi is, Alderech Hapshat, Mashenemer, Im Hashem Alekech, Einem Yuta. We said before, their reason why they say Rashi holds that Im Hashem Alekech is the schar, because it's extra. It should have said Tomim Tiyah, and that's it. Extra words, it means something else, comes to tell you the schar. He says, no, you can't say Alderech Hapshat, that the words Im Hashem Alekech is extra. It's not extra. If you look at the Hemshech of the Parsha, you'll see. Says before, le'imotze b'cho, you shouldn't be amongst you, you shouldn't find amongst you, ama einenen, means all these magicians, she'olevi, yedeini, v'deire, shalameisim, deire, shasidis, these are all people of the Zohar who look for the future. So the Eibusha says, don't be with those people. And then he says, what should you be? Va'ato tia le'im anal, ki'im Hashem alekecha. You should be, not with them, you should be with Hashem. So Rashi, the Pasuk has to say that. Because this is the other side of the coin. Don't be with these guys who come to find out things from them, but Tommy, you be with the Eibishter. So the word Imashem Lekech is not extra in this case. Maybe you can't say it's extra, and if it's not extra, you can't say it's the schar. And another reason you can't say why them, maybe the word Ima, you could say according to them, Imashem Lekech means you'll be with him. It's a schar, you'll be with the Eibishter. Rashi, get the hakara in the word Lechelke. What does that mean? How does that, where is in the posik aschara of chelke? Va'ed? So first of all, first he asks, what's the inyan? What does chelke mean? What according to the schara of chelke? Va'ed, because of a reinem arakim Hashem v'kechon, the posik, it doesn't say chelke, it says im. If that's the schara, then Asher should have said just Stimei. What's the Chelkit? So from all these inyanim, it's hard to say that what Asher says in the second half of the Rashi, but that it's something. It's a schar. It's in the pasuk. It's a schar, definitely. Rashi says then you will be. It's a schar, but it's not the pshat in the words of Hashem Alakecha. That's part of the tmimis. So Rashi on his own, so to speak, seems to be adding. You know what? I'm telling you, if you do this, you'll be with him and his chelik. Where does Rashi get this from? Rashi doesn't give him brachas in his pirush. Doesn't just say his ideas and tells you musavet that. So Rashi must hold that there's something in the word tamim ti Hashem lekecha that you will be imayvel chelik. Where does Rashi get this from? What does that mean? Abi ebezetz the Rebbe says the pshat is like this. Pirush haposhi shel tamim b'chol mokim hishalom. Whenever the Torah says tamim, it's complete. Rashi doesn't have to explain it. This means complete. The tamim tia the neyach v'chenei tamim d'Avraham pirusha. But it says neyach the Eibush says be tamim. Neyach was a tamim. By Avraham it says be tamim pirusham. What does it mean? Sholem v'kiyum rotzim makadosh baruch hu. Be complete in fulfilling the Eibush's will. Now derech zeh pirusha reva meforshim gam because of the loan. Even in this pasuk, most of meforshim teach the same way. That here tamim means be complete in keeping the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs of the Eibush. The tamim tim Hashem alkecha pirusha liyeh sholim im Hashem. You should be complete with Hashem. So the mafarshim learn it. But Rashi doesn't. Rashi has a new thing. Rashi says, here you can't learn the regular pshat, that it means that you should be complete in doing all the mitzvahs. In this pasuk you can't say that. And that's the reason why Rashi feels that he has to type something new here that will fit to the hemshech of the parasha. Why? Teichon ha-parasha, as I said before, the whole teichon of this whole parasha, the whole flow of the parasha is, you shouldn't do the disgusting things they do, bringing your children through the fire that David Zorah did, and do the kishev and this type of kishev and searching to the dead to find out things. Don't do that, the Torah says. And Isuri Mesem Mispurubadiyuk. The Torah mentions a specific amount, a few, and specific which Avedas the Torah says you should, which things you shouldn't do. Ukomrei. And as the Torah Taka stresses that we're talking specifically about these Avedas, the Torah says, Oise Eile, he says in the posting, anybody who would call, Ti'avas Hashem kol Oise Eile, anyone who does these things is disgusting to Hashem. So he says clearly, we're talking about specifically not doing these things. He also says, Ubiglau Hate'avas Eile, and because of these Te'avas, these, Hashem is kicking them out from Eretz Yisrael. So that means that he's talking here not to do these specific things, these few things he mentions. He mentions quite a few of it. This kishav, that kishav, this kishav, they shall amaze him. But he's talking only about these. And then what does he say? Don't do that. But tomim tiyim Hashem alakech. Now, if you're going to say tomim means like it always means complete, it means esha odom tzarech liyisholim im Hashem alakech. Hainu kim kolot arak mitzvah. Complete means all the mitzvahs. So what the Torah is saying, don't do this and this and these few avedas, but keep all the Tayag mitzvahs. Does that make sense? Ein masim leim, but it doesn't fit to say, leisase eser avedas, don't do certain 10 avedas, for instance. Kim tizoyer masiyah shasam mitzvahs leisah v'dekayim erachum tzeseh. But don't do these 10. But you should be careful 365 and keep 248 mitzvahs. Because that's what sholei means, complete. That's not how we talk. We talk, don't keep do this. So we say, these are no good. If you do it, it's no good. So what should you do? Keep these mitzvahs. You should, Leisa said, don't do these things. But the way, if you type sholem, it means clearly saying, don't do these and these and these things, but keep all tayag mitzvahs. Loch HaMefarash HaRamban says, even the Ramban has a problem. The Ramban doesn't say it, but the Rebbe says, the Ramban is bothered by this. How could the Torah, the Ramban learns, Tomim here means sholem. He's one of the Mefarshim that learned him is complete. So he is bothered. What does the Torah mean, Tomim Ti, you should be complete, which seems to be complete in all the mitzvahs, and all he's talking about is a few, like 10 or a few avedas. So how does he say, don't do these few avedas, and be Tomim in all mitzvahs? So the Ramban says, Kavonas HaKosu, the Posek means like Eshetia Tomim Hashem B'chol Leila. The Posek Taka doesn't mean here, he says, be complete with Hashem in Tayag mitzvahs. Be complete in these. Sholem b'emunas Hashem b'inyonim elu. In these things, that's like a complete, but not complete like normal, complete in these mitzvahs. Sholei tishma al meinin in the casement. Don't listen to them. In other words, he says, tomim tia, don't listen to them. But why don't you listen to them? She'ein kol divrei memes. Because he says, because what they're saying is not true. When they want to tell you, you want to find out the future, you're going to go to them, they won't know what they're talking about when they tell you. Everything under Hashem. He could do anything. He could change the whole system, the whole solar system. He could change everything. What's the purpose in going to them? Only from the Eibershter you should find out. How? From the Nevi'im. That's the Hemshech further in the Parsha, as the Rebbe will explain. The Kunt and Ramban should be Tomim Ti, and then the Pasuk continues, because these go and go to the Chashvim, go to the magicians, but by us, don't go. Go to the Novi. But why shouldn't you go to them? Because you won't find out the truth anyway from them. That's how he learns. So he says, Tomim Ti, and these things you should be Tomim. Now, L'chura, this answers the Kashe. The Kashe was, how could you say Tomim be complete in everything when he's only talking about 10 mitzvahs? So the Ramban Taka says, Tomim Ti, Taka does not mean everything. In this case, it means be complete in these mitzvahs. The Rebbe says, in simple pshat, it's hard to say the pshat of the Ramban, but the Ramban is not pshut eshel mikra only. Rashi, which is pure pshat, cannot follow this, that tomim tiyah means you should be tomim in these few things that he mentions. The key in Shemer tomim tiyah, Hashem alakeach astam, since he says tomim tiyah, and he doesn't mention tomim tiyah in these. Especially but before, when he's talking about not doing it, he mentions clearly, I'm talking about these. Disgusting is Esa Eile, these. The Galateva Eile, because of these disgusting things, Hashem kicks him out. So here, if the Torah would mean in these things be Tomim, he would have said the same thing. Tomim Ti Abdezeh, or something like that, in these things. And since Rash, the Pasuk just says Tomim Stam, in opposite, before he, when he talks about it, he says Eila, and here he doesn't. Pirushehuli is Sholem Bakel. So obviously, if you touch the word Tomim in Sholem, complete, it means everything. Like it says, Kol Mum Layyebe. There should be no Mum. Everything should be, and that cannot be. Even the Ramban doesn't feel it to be, but the Ramban answers that you could touch it means Tomim in these. Rasha feels it can't say that. So it must be Tomim complete in everything, and that can't be. So we're back to the Kasha. What does the word Tomim here mean? Can't be complete. So what does it mean? That's why Rashi says here that the pshat tomim here is not like all over, which means complete. Ella his halach in it may be tmimus. You should go with tmimus. Tmimus means a certain feeling, a certain sense. You should go like with sincerity. It's a certain feeling we expect you to have. Al derech mashenemer Yaakov ishtam. Says by Yankov, Esau was in the field. Yankov was ishtam. What does ishtam? Ishtam means he was sincere. This was his style. This was a thing. It's not shleim was that he has everything. Tam means ain't a boki. After he says, but Esav went to the field. They had Sayyid. He was able to hunt. And Yaakov Ishtam doesn't know how to do that. Ain't a charif. Ain't he's not sharp to do these things that Esav did. So it's not complete that he could do things. Faker. Elamai, what does Tam mean? Tam means a certain mindset that he had. So the same thing here, that's what the Pasuk means here. Tomem Tia is a nukshat, it's not complete, that can be. You should have a complete, a sincere, you could call it, wholehearted mindset you should have to the Eibishter. That's what he says. Tomem Tia im Hashem Elokeinu. And Rashi explains all the details, as we'll see, which fits to this inyan. And the Rebbe says, Val pizeh muvin hemshech haksuvim. And I will understand how the flow of the Pasukim is. The first the Pasuk starts and warns us, you should not learn from them to do these bad things. Take your son to the fire, different magicians. And the Torah says, what's the reason? The Torah says, because all this is disgusting to Hashem. So the Eibishter is not saying, don't listen to them, don't go to them and listen to what they have to tell you because they don't know what they're talking about, like the Ramban says. Because it's the simple chat and posik is because the Eibishter doesn't want it. Not because what they say is not true. So this is what the posik says still now. Later on, also after the posik, it says, starts off these nations, they listen to these magicians. Hashem didn't give that to you. You'll have a Novi to ask questions. But the reason why don't go to them, to the Nevelim, if Neishamen, in the case, main the Vreim HaMitim. It's not because what they say is not true. It's because Abish doesn't want it. That's all. It might be true. Ukepir Shrash, Rashi Taka says, Leik Kain Nosan Lecha, Hashem didn't give it to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Shmei El Emeinim El Kesmin. The Eibishter didn't give you to go to the main case. And Shalai Hisha Shechina Ala Nevi'im Urim Betumim. The Eibishter put a Shechina on the Nevi'im and on Urim Betumim that they had in the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash. The Mela, don't go to them because that's not the Eibishter. The Eibishter doesn't want that. The Eibishter is only by the Nevi'im. Avolei Mitam Shekos of Ramban. Not the reason that Ramban says Kinal was mentioned Shein Kol Divrei Memer that the words are not Emes. So the way Rashi learned the Pshat, if you see, Data says, don't go to them because it's disgusting. Maybe she doesn't want it. That's why you shouldn't go to them. Now, if he's there, now that David says, don't go to them because it's disgusting. That's why the Pesach has to continue. Don't want you to go there. Why? Because David she doesn't want it. But you should be talking with Hashem Alekecha. Claim it, it means that even if you... It is true that if you go to them, you will find out the future. Rashi learns, yes, you could find out the future from them. The calls are like Tilmat Lassas, nevertheless, the Torah says, don't do that. Tim Tomim, Tim Hashem Alekecha, you should be Tomim, meaning, is halachin me bitmimus. You should go bitmimus, and b'meila, tetzapalei, to go bitmimus, you hope for him. But they teach the main of the case, he's saying, don't go, I don't want you to go to them, disgusting. So you should be with sincerity to me. And what will that do? That you'll hope to me and not to them. You'll hope to me. That's what he wants. So that's what Asher gets, that Tomim here doesn't mean complete. Tomim just means it's a certain mindset you should get. You should be turned, your mind to Hashem, not your mind. I mean, your feeling should be to Hashem. And from Hashem, and not to them. And why? Because Hashem doesn't want. And you should only hope to Hashem. Ava mokim lishol, but then you have a shayla. Zesha tesapalei, they're hoping to Hashem. And you will not go. To ask them, you will not get what you're looking for. You're looking for, why does a person go to the Mechashven, to the physicians, asking what the future is? They want to know the future. They want to know how to behave in the future. So they want to know, what is it? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen? What should I do? Now he says, don't go. And what should you do? You should be talking to Hashem. Be like Hashem wants, and Hashem wants you not to go. Okay, so I won't go. But the problem is if I don't go and I just look towards Hashem. But I won't gain what I want to gain by going to them, which is Yediyas Hasidus, knowing the future. To know how to behave. So if I'm not going to them, I'm going to look towards Eibishter. Fine. But I'll miss out. And especially according to Rashi, according to Ramban, it's not a problem. According to Ramban, Eibishter is saying there's no purpose in going to them. They don't know what they're talking about. So you won't gain anything. But Rashi, who learns that by going to them, you would know, they do know what they're talking about. Nevertheless, I don't want you to go because you have to look to me. So the person is going to tell you, and that's a seichel, that's a pshat thing. When we talk about seichel ayosher, that might come, that's part of the pshat. How could the Torah tell me to and tesapalei, and I'll be missing out what I want, and if I go to them, I'll get. So obviously it must mean you should not look into the future. When it says tomim, which means go with the tmimus, means hope to the Eibishter. Hope to the Eibishter. Don't care about the future. Don't look into what's going to be in the future. So Rasha has to say that because otherwise we'll be stuck. Since Rasha learns tomim means it's a certain mindset, looking to the Eibishter and not to go to them, and they really could help you, but the Eibishter doesn't want, Rasha feels that. Like over there, the Ben Chomish will Mikol would ask, because someone will learn and say, yeah, good. So you can't go to them, and you don't get your, and they would tell you that what's going to happen, and now you're missing out. It's a problem. So he says, well, yeah, I'm telling you, don't look into the future. Don't investigate what's going to be in the future. Right? You can't time it, but I won't know the future. Don't look in the future. He doesn't want you to look in the future. Have a line in the movie. There's still a problem. If you won't look into the future, you always worry. You worry, my volad yain, what will the day bring? We always worry what's going to be. So I'm going to have a worry. So I'm going to miss out. You're telling me I shouldn't. Good, but I have a worry. And the Rebbe adds here, right? It's the opposite of tmimus. Tmimus means when you're sincere, straight, good. But if I'm going to have a worry is the opposite of tmimus. So it's bothering me. So it's not sincere. It's my mind. So a person, Katayna, you're telling me I should hope to Hashem and not care about the future, but it's going to bother me. But you want me to be a tumim. You have to give me the tools to be able to be a tumim. Rasha continues, he adds these words. With everything comes to you, take the tmimus. Anything that comes to you, meaning good or bad. Halicha b'tmimus im Hashem alekecha, going b'tmimus with Hashem, keileles gam ze lekabel, kol ma sheyovei olav meisak adesh baruch hu bein letev bein chulu. Accepting everything yet. That's what Rashi means when he says everything that will come, take the tmimus. It means even if it's bad, you should take it anyway. Oh, which means you take it b'menucha u'b'tmimus, with calm. But maybe later, Claude, you won't worry. Kasha was, the guy might say, I'll worry if I don't go. Don't worry. Because if you are Tamim, what are you worried? Maybe something bad will happen. Maybe if I do this, it won't be good. If it won't be good, it doesn't matter. Because if you're a Tamim, you take everything Davish gives you. And there is an order 17, Mishanema, like it says, V'haftas Hashem alekecha, you shall love Hashem your God. V'chol me'etcha, halvavcha, v'chol me'etcha. Here is Rashi. Rashi says in the Schanon, a second shadover acher b'chol meitcha means b'chol mida mida shemeted lo. Any mida that he gives you, any way he behaves with you, you have to love Hashem anyway. So that's so obviously here Rashi could mean that too because he said it already. Well, Loshen Razal, the Chazal used the Gemara in Brocha, the kabluni b'simcha. Whether it's good or bad, you always have to accept it with simcha. I want to mention an interesting thing here. The first time when they give the Rebbe was magia, the second time he added a few lines here. First, it said only on this ha'orah, it said in the Pnim, it says that you should accept everything good or bad from the Eibishter. Accept it. So it said, like the Chazal say, the Kalbuni b'simcha, accept the simcha. So in the second ha'orah, the Rebbe added the first part because that's from Chazal. Chazal's Gemara. We know Rashi doesn't rely on the Gemara. Rashi is only what he says, unless he brings the Gemara. So the Rebbe added these words. It says in Rashi such a thing. And earlier, because Rebbe always says Rashi doesn't rely on something that's later. And earlier, in Voschanan already, Rashi said that b'chol meitcha b'chamida shatem eshem meidet lo. But b'meile, this is what the pasuk means. So this answers everything. So the shaila is, you have to hope to Hashem and l'chura, but I'll worry. Says, no, if you're a tamim, you won't worry because no matter what will happen, you accept. Now, that's the first part of Rashi. Then Rashi comes and adds the oz. Asha says, you will be Imei L'chelke. So now we have to go behemshav to this. How does the second half of Asha fit? So the Rebbe says like this. L'chura makim leim, l'chura, there's a possibility to say, the behemshav lozeh, that behemshav to what we said pshat in the Asha, case of Asha, Asha writes, the next word, v'osti Imei L'chelke, then you will be with him in his chelik. So Asha lay l'farach tradition. Maybe Asha doesn't use these words to tell you pshat in the posik. Kim lahazbir la talmit echef sheshiyeh b'tnim. After Rashi explains what Tmimus is, and it's a certain mindset, like Tmimus, you look to Hashem and you don't care what will happen, you don't look into the future, and you accept everything bad or good, you accept Tmimus. But the shaila is, how does that work? How could you do that? So Rashi wants to explain to us how you do it. So Rashi says, Yediyazu shelelas kol daige, that this Yediyah that we said that before takes away all the worries, like we said. The lochein yeh b'tmimus amitis. He will be with the real tmim. He will be with tmimus amitis. Ki tia imei lochelke teviyeh legam kashmir. Baket is adding, how could a person talk about b'tmimus? Because you have to be ready that anything will happen, but it's still what bothers you. So Rashi adds, I'm telling you, you'll have all good. First we said he would worry, maybe something bad will happen. We said, no, whatever Hashem gives you. But then Rashi adds, you could say l'chura des pshat. Because you should remember, you will be with Hashem, and you'll have a chelik b'meila Hashem. You'll have everything good, so you have nothing to worry. Not only because if it's bad, you'll also accept it. Maybe Rashi explains that you could be b'tmimus. But the Efshel Leimer came to the Kavanas Rashi. You can't say this is what Rashi means. Yeah, Pisa. Because according to that, first of all, Menolin LaRashi Di'Imel Chalke. How does Rashi know it? If it's not in the pasuk, Rashi is just giving like a good word, telling you should know you'll be good. All the time, where did Rashi get this? It'll be Imel Chalke. And second thing is, if this is an explanation how it could be Tomim, so after Rashi goes through the whole first part explaining what it means, he should have said, Shaharei, how could you do all this? Because there'll be Imei L'chelke. But lay ostia. But not like Rashi says, then you will be. That means like what's going to happen. Not telling you why I'm telling you Tmimis, because this will be. So you should have said Shaharei. He's assuming that this is not the Rashi means. In other words, this is not Rashi's making up a schar. So besides the shalom, where Rashi gets it from, but the idea is he's not making up a schar to make a person feel good how he could be determined. So what does Rashi mean? So the pshat in Rashi is like this. This pasuk comes behemshich to the whole parsha. Now, if it's behemshcha to the whole parsha, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, don't do these things, don't go to these magicians, don't do all this. Why? Because Hashem doesn't like it, it's the obvious, and because of what they're doing, Hashem is chasing them out of the land. Give it to you. And then he says, Tomim Tim Hashem Alekecha. So since this is the Hemshech HaParsha, Mizem Muvin, so we understand, the Kishem Shem Glal HaTeva Seil Hashem Alekecha, Meiri Sheisa Min Ha'oretz Min Panecha, because of what they're doing, these things, these terrible things, Hashem is chasing them out of the land, Kain, the Midat Teva, Lachat Kama V'Kama. So when the Rebbe says, you should not do that. And not only that, Bitomim, even though they know what they're talking about, but don't go and Bitomim with the Eibishter. So obviously, it makes sense that the Torah should have included here that it'll be the opposite. If by them, he's chasing them out of the land because of this. So what will happen to you if you do keep this? So the Eibishter says, there is a punishment. So you, Tomim Tim Al Hashem Lekecha, there'll be a reward. And the reward should be the same reward as they have the punishment, which is Yerush Kesaretz. If they, their punishment is they're being chased out of the land, your reward will be you'll get the land. And that must be included here. Somehow the Torah must mean it, because that's how the flow of the parsha is. That's what Rashi continues. Oz meaning this is all what the Torah must be telling us, that if you are Tomim and you do as we said before, you will be with him and his chelik. Now what does that mean? I've asked before, what's chelke? What is the taich of the word? Besides, the word is ever saying the pasuk. What's the taich? The Rebbe says like this: you'll be his chelik. Chelke shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chelik of Hashem. Ayid is a chelik of Hashem. It's a pasuk. Okiv mishechelik avaya amei. Since Yidin are chelik of Hashem, what does the pasuk say in Hazinu? After the pasuk says Yidin are chelik of Hashem, the pasuk says therefore Yarkiveyu al bamaseyoretz. He makes you ride on the mountains of the land, which means you will get Eretz Yisrael. So it says, because the Yidin are a chelik of the Eibishter, that's why the Yidin get Eretz Yisrael. Artzei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter's Eretz, and he gives it to you. So chelke means you are a chelik of him, which means, because like Rashi says over there in Hazinu, you are a chelik of him, so the Eibishter gave Eretz Yisrael. So this is a pasuk that's written in Hazinu. So can't say Rashi relies on this only. But Mishnemer Leil, it says also earlier. In Nekev it says, Eretz Asher Ein Hashem Elokecha Bo, Eretz Yisrael is a land that the eyes of Hashem are there. And Rashi says, Moshe Lemelech, Moshe to a king, Shoy Lebonim, Yesh Lesodis, he had more than one child, he had children, sons, and he had fields. Asher Leben Shuei, Yiv Nesin Soda Achitayv. The one that he loves, he gives the best field. And that's the God of the Eden. And that says earlier in Nekev, that Debishta loves the Eden, and that's why he gives him the best field. He gives him the best land. Ukascholas parasha zun. This parasha says, "Ha'oras Hashem of Hashem alekecha neisin lacha." The oras Hashem gives you. Chayin lifnei b'tkifas leposik. Right before this posik, it says that the Eibush is going to give us Eretz Yisrael, because he says, "Meirish eisom Eretz Yisrael." Hashem kicks him out from Eretz Yisrael. Miponecha. What does miponecha mean? He kicks him out in front of for you. That was in order for you should get it. So he says already giving. It says already a long time ago in Parsha B'Shalach. Am zuka niso. It says, this nation you were kaina, and bring them in and settle them in the mountain of your inheritance. And what does it mean, am zuka niso? You were kaina this land, this nation. Chivavta mishar umes. You love them more than all nations. Therefore, tviyemi v'seidu b'hanachloscha, bring them in. So this is what the pasuk means here. When the pasuk Tomim Tia, they do it and they're kicked out. So Tomim Tia, so Rashi says it has to be. So it's obvious things which are obvious from the pasuk, even though it doesn't say it, not even the remez. It's part of Pshuta Shemikra. In other words, according to this pshat, when Rashi says that Osti Lechelke, Ime Lechelke, is not the pshat of the words Im Hashem Alekecha, like we said before. That's what he says in Or 18. Avaleish Zeh Pirish Im Hashem Alekecha. That's not the pshat, because we said before, this is part of the Tomim Tia. It's part of what you should do, not part of the Schar. And the Rebbe adds, this explains why Rashi in his Pshat brings the whole Pasuk. What does Rashi tell us? What Tomim Tia means? What's Tomim here? So Rashi goes to the whole thing, what Tomim is. And we know Rashi, when he brings words of the Pasuk, Dibra Maskel, only brings those words which are negated to the Pirush. So here, really, Rashi should have said Tomim Tia. And on that, going to the whole thing. See, according to the other Mephoshim, we understand why he says in Hashem. Okay. So then we have another problem. He should have made it into two pieces. But according to the Rebbe, that this Im Hashem Elokecha is part of the Yiktomim, and when he says Im Elokecha is what will happen to you as a reward, but that's included in the Pasuk. Why does Rashi bring? So the Chori should have only said Tomim. So the Rebbe says, because of this, to show that that Im Hashem Elokecha is connected, that's part of Tomim Tia. Like we learn Poshup Shat, not like the Meforshim that say that this is already, that Im Hashem Lekech is the reward. If Rashi would have just quoted the words Tomim Tia, the Gemer, then we would think like the other Meforshim, that Im Hashem Lekech, Sherak Meramzum Techen Aschad, that the Rashi would not quote the word Im Hashem Lekech. Just write the Gemer, just a Remez, we would say probably that's the Schad, Midi Keneged Miga. That's why Lochem Meramzim, that's why Rashi's Meramis. That's why it's Meramis. So the Pale Mamish, Rashi have to tell us that it's part of the Tomim. Rashi quotes the whole post. Let's go back. Avrapia now kosher the Rebbe to Steve Zion. But according to this, you have a problem. So we're saying now the Eibishter says like this. Don't go to the magicians. They know what they're talking about, but I don't want you to go. It's disgusting. Eibishter doesn't want it. Tomim, you should be Tomim with the Eibishter. The Kash is, Achre HaKosuk Tomim Tim Hashem Alakech HaMam Shur HaParsha. After this post, the Parsha continues. Says like this. These goyim, they listen to these magicians. Hashem didn't give you this. I'll put up a Novi, like Mishra says, like me, David should give a Novi, and him you should listen. What is Mashma in the words? Mashma in the words is that don't listen to them, but you should listen to the Novi. So he says like this. That's the Hemshire. That's what it says right after Tom. You shall be complete with Eibishter. And don't listen to these guys, because these guys don't know what they're talking about. Moving Hemshech HaParsha, we understand the whole Hemshech of the Parsha. The Torah says, why shouldn't you listen to them? Because you're going to listen to the, I'm going to make even Novi. Go to the Novi. You could ask the Novi the proof, the future. And he's telling him, according to the Ramban, they're the only ones that tell you the truth. So he says in the Pasuk, don't go to these guys. You don't know what you're talking about. Come to the Novi. Tomim means in these things, don't do. Be complete in these things, don't do it. Go to the Novi, because the Novi will tell you the truth. The Novi is going to speak in the name of the Eibishter and he'll tell you the truth. So according to him, the Hemshech fits. Abul Pirish Rashi according to Rashi, he says b'stira l'mashenemer kedem. It's a stira to what it said before. It says like this: Tomim tia pirushik now. Tomim tia according to Rashi means like we said before. Avshem emrim dibrei emes, even though they tell you the truth, because they leitilma. Nevertheless, don't learn from them. Kim tomim tia mashem alekecha. You should be tomim leitachker achalasidus. Don't look for the future, because if you go to them, you'll find out the future, and they'll talk and tell you the future, the true future. But we don't. The Eibishter says don't look for it. Take him lachas, and then right away he continues. Key, because they go to the magicians, and you should come tomim tia, and you go to the Novi and listen to him, which means that you are allowed to find out the future. They Novi, some strange thing. First he says don't go, and Rashi Taitis means don't go to them, even though you'll find out the future from them, because I don't want you to look into the future. And then he says, and the reason why, because I have a Novi for you. That means the Novi you could ask. Isn't that a contradiction to what he said before? The pshat is like this. The Pirush Rashi, according to Rashi, Mashenemrek, Agoyim Eile, Gemer. After Leikein, Gemer. Novi Mikirbecha, Gemer. All the things that it says after the Pasuk Tomim Tia, which is after when Chamishi starts, Ein Hemshech V'tam L'Parsha Shalafonet. That's not a Hemshech to what it says before, as a reason for before. Alas Cholos, In Yachodesh, it's a new beginning. Shakodesh Baruch Yochem Novi, Eibishem will give you a Novi. And it's not a hemshech. That I'm according to Ramban, it's a hemshech. According to Ramban, it's a hemshech. I mash nemer ki agoyim mail. I it starts off because ki means because, so it means like a hemshech. Lein esin a stam. It's not a reason. Deho. See, ki sometimes means because. So it's not here because al hod nemer al nemer lifnei zeh on what it says before. Elipirush kasher. Sometimes ki means when. But there are zemetzin as cholas kama parshas b'teira. We find in many parshas in teira. Like even in this parsha, in the order the Rebbe says, it says in this parsha starting, it says ki ata bo alor. It doesn't mean as a hemshchik before. When you will go? So here Rashi will learn this is not a hemshich to before. It calls it lepirish Rashi. It's only according to Rashi shaderech hapshat. According to Rashi hapshat. Lochen ef shel farish tamim tiki become otim shalom kanal. And therefore, as we said before, you can't learn tamim is complete. Not even like the Ramban completing these things. Elav farish tamim. Rashi says it needs to be tamimis. Well, if he's there, mashen emek yageim eli parsha chadosh. According to them, it's a new parsha. It's a new inyan starting. It's not a hemshich to before. According to the Ramban, it's a hemshich to before. It's a reason for before. And according to Rashi, it's not. And the Rebbe in Order 26 actually adds, "Lahoyer shelapirish zeh shekanas cholos inyan chodesh move mashem afsikin kam bchlukas kriyas atayre." This explains another thing. Tomim tiyan Hashem lakech at the end of Aliyah, a kriya, the end. We start Hamishi here. Why do we start Chamish here? It's the middle of an inyan. It continues. Key, because you should do this because. So, according to Rashi, we said it's not a new inyan. It's not a hemshich. It's a new inyan. Hashem can appear to Ramban sheki agoyim who nesin astam ala nemer lifnes. According to Ramban, this is the reason for before. Tzorichin loma mafsikim behem to hemshich. Why are we stopping in the middle? But there is that tzorichin lekulam of perhaps the Rebbe said by the Kamamik. Sometimes we find these things that there's a question. What's the hemshech? Why is this a hemshech like that? Why is there a hefsek? I mean, in the aliyas, the Rebbe adds is there a chaga? Then he says, "Ei sefer me'ir eir of the armayish, the seder sima parshis, sefer dark kechayim v'sholem." And he brings marmin hogi from the Ravagon chum munkach bala machab sefer mechas alozer. He added these. So I just want to say how this ha'orah came. First, the Rebbe wrote part of the ha'orah. Then, in the second hagoah, he added the second half of the Torah, the Ksav Yad Kedish. He added the whole second half. And then the Rebbe added a few more words. And I want to say that this is something good to know, and someone should maybe look into this. The Rebbe added like this. He said, he wrote, Levarer, which is writing, not as a Torah, he's writing it to the people who wrote the Sichas. He says like this, I'm asking you, the Rebbe, Levarer, to find out, in Yesh Bozeh, the Sider Hagi'ein, Nebuchula from Weinstock Shiyah. Is there something about this in the Sidra Geinim that Weinstock gave out? Let me take a check. The Pale Mamesh, the people who looked into this couldn't find anything there. So they never wanted, if you find something, to tell him and he'll put something more, and it wasn't found. So nothing was left. Since the Rebbe wrote it, I can guarantee that probably someplace in those forums there's something there. Couldn't find. But the Rebbe wrote, Levarer, I'm reading the words again for people who want to do in this, Levarer in Yesh Bozeh, the Sidr Hageinim Chulu, and in parentheses, Weinstock Shiyah. So I think people, somebody who has the time and has this, a Svarim, should look through the whole Sefer and find, and they'll find something Shaykhas to this. Because I'm sure that, but he just didn't have the time to look it up, so he said to look, and if he didn't find it, so it's not mentioned here at all, but that's what the Rebbe wrote in his Ksaviyat. But anyway, the Rebbe says here, so according to Rashi, this is a new Inyan when it starts from here. According to Ramban, it's like a problem. Why is there a Chamishi? But then he says, and by the way, this is clear in Pshat that here is a new inyan, not a hemshich, not a kigageim, is not a reason for before. Because im name of the parshas kigageim ailu hemshich the parsha kedemis. If we're going to say that ki, but it says further, because these goyim they go to the ma'inyan kaisim and you will have a novi. If it's a hemshich, lomad lel hachbal edapam beisa hemshich da goyim kaisim some ma'inyan. If that's a hemshah, so why does he start? He kept on saying before people, these guys go to the Kain, Einan, and Eder Shalom, Mesim, and all these things, Kaisim, Ksomim. Then he starts, because these goyim go to the Mainanim. Why say it over again? He just said it in Mamish. So if it's a new Inyan, yeah, by that time the Tater starts off, because these guys go, I'm going to give you a Novi, whatever. So it makes sense. So, anyways, Shad, this is a new Inyan. So, Aval, Kibish Al Kaponim, and Furish Al Dinovi, and Mutalish, let's see this, but Lapel Mamish. The Torah does say, even if he'll say it's a new Inyan, but Sof Kol Sof, he says, go to the Novi and Eilat Lishmon. These guys, after he says, go to the Kaisman, you go to the Novi. He's mashmer that the Novi, you could go to the Novi, which comes back to the Stira that he said before, Al Tachker Achar Hasidus, don't look into the future. Don't follow them. He said, don't follow them.
Come on, I'm an expert.
You're telling me. Mute out.
Four kids, five grandkids.
So,
I'm an expert.
Before he said, Al Tachke, part of Tomim T is don't look into the future. Al Tachke, as he did. And here it comes out as a Taket, it's a new parsha. But nevertheless, Sof Kosof, he says, You could go listen to the Navi, as if saying, they go to them and you go to the Navi. That seems you could. I want to mention that when the Rebbe said the Sikha, as you see at the end of the Sikha, Pasha shaped in Tavshin Chav Zayin, the Rebbe's teretz on the Kasha was, when he asked the Shaila to steer, according to Rasha, you shouldn't look after Rasidas, and here it says, go to the Navi. The answer, the way the Rebbe said it then, was what he says till now. That it's a new Parsha. So the people who wrote the Sikha wrote that teretz. The Kasha was, first, he says, don't look at this, and here it says you could. It's a new parasha, it's a new thing. So what the Rebbe did, when it comes to these words, the Rebbe, when it said this kasha, and the teretz was, it's a new parasha, the Rebbe wrote these words. Eifa yomahu atiretz alzer. Where's the teretz of the kasha? How is this, in other words, the Rebbe is saying, how this word, that it's a new parasha, will answer the kasha? The kasha was as a stira. First, Rashi says, like the Al-Tach Kerach, I'll see this dog look in the future. And then later, the Pasuk says that the Novi, you could ask the Novi. Astira. So he gives a Teretz, it's a new Parsha. So, but the fact is still a fact. Teretz says a fact, go to the Novi. So the Rebbe wrote, where's the Teretz? And by Fabrenga, the Rebbe didn't say the Teretz. He said the Teretz, but he said this and didn't finish off. And a lot of times, there's the Sifra the Rebbe said and expected that you'd understand yourself. So the Rebbe asked, where is the Teretz of the Shaila here? And the Rebbe added the last paragraph we just learned and the next paragraph. This paragraph, and the next paragraph, he added. And these are the words he said. But Sofkosov, it says, you could ask Hasidus. The Gambik Suvim Didon Mashmet, the Holy could. And here, even in this, in our Pesukim, it says, the main problem because the magicians are doing it. And but Lapel, the Etzem, by a Novi who is not a magician, Chas V'Sholom. You could ask, so it's Bestira, the Parsha Akademis. It's Bestira, the previous Parsha, which says Al Tachke. That's why Rashi writes the word Le Tachke. And the Rebbe Shaila was, it's a Shina, here says it's a change, because in Posik Gabet Goyim it says Deire Sheil, why does it say Tachke? He tells you, that lay tachke dafke. Ishtadlus Yisera. You can't be cheke. You could ask a novi. Chkire means hamed al daiga Yisera. Means you look into your cheke. You investigate. That means you're worried. That not. Hashenke shayla ba'alme v'afil adrisha. But just to ask it, even to look into it, you could. So you could ask a novi. And that's the answer. And I believe this is why the Rebbe added the shayla. I said in the beginning, Kasha Gimel, he's added, why does Rashi use the word tachke, not shayla and deirish? Shayla and deirish. It's all because to get to the Teretz. That's the Teretz of the Shaila. That's the Rebbe added. And he left it out by the Fabrengen for why, I don't know. But Lepeo Mamashiri added this. So he added this paragraph. So this is according to Rashi.
So the Chur could say that these are Hamshach Echot, according to this Pshat. If the Dik is Al-Tachker, so maybe it's a Hamshach Echot.
Lepeo, it's not.
Maybe it's a Hamshach
Echot. That's why the Rebbe wrote, B'lav Hochem Mucher Zeh. It's not only because of that. It's not. Again. If the fact is, it's not. So that makes it better, but it still doesn't answer the kasha. See, if it's a hemshech, his mamish, he's telling you two opposite things at the same time. He's telling you, don't go, but go. That makes no sense. So the Rebbe weakens it by saying, no, he's not doing that. Tell you, don't go. Then he tells you later something else. So he's not telling you a stira b'basacha. Nevertheless, the kasha is still a kasha. Kasha is sof kol sof, you could go, and here he said you shouldn't go. So the same thing would be a stira to what it says in Parsha Bamidbar. Would be also a stira. But the way it was before, the stira is even bigger. He's telling you at the same time, don't go. But you can go. Don't go to them because I don't want you to think of Asidus. And now go to the Novi. So the Rebbe says, first of all, Hanu Parsha. That's weak, making it weaker. That's not a stira Meneu Bey, but it's still a kasha. So the answer is Lekachke. Shenken al Ramban, according to the Ramban, Ramban doesn't go normal pshat. Pirish Tomim, so Tomim is touched differently. Sholim, complete. That's why he says Tomim b'cholayla. That's why he says Kanal Sim Gimel like before. Tomim means complete, but in these things. It says after Tomim Tia that the Goyim go to the main and you go to the Novi. He says it's a Hemshech. It's a reason. Ki means according to the Ramban because Sheyokim b'kir b'chanovi. And this is the lashon that he writes. He'll bring a novi amongst you, eat and water, and the Ebishter will put his words in his mouth. You will ask him You'll hear from him what Eibush is doing. But if you start a chat about this, El case of an achash, when you look for the future, you won't have to look in the future by the casement. She ain't called the brave man, they don't know what they're talking about. It's not true. They won't be able to tell you what you need. And everything will be true. So the Rabban learns it's a hemshech. Rashi learns it's not a hemshech. So number one, it's not even hemshech. He's not contradicting himself. According to the Rabban, it's not a contradiction of Vadi, because he's telling you they don't know what they're talking about. Go to Navi. That's fine. But Rashi says it means don't ask. It's a contradiction. But it's not a stira minei ubei. Not a contradiction itself. But nevertheless, he answers it. But the pale is the shaila. What happens to Akim when there is no Navi? There is no Navi of Achur, according to the Ramban. If the whole reason he says, don't go to them because I have a Navi, what about if you don't have a Navi and there's no Navi? So in order 28, the Rebbe says, I have a movement, Shebecholeif, and Gamla Ramban, that he says, Yokav Agei Mutam, Yashleim, Shegam, Lach, Shebot, Lenavu, Asun, Lach, Kerasid. You can't go to them, and Bechlal can be Kerasid. You can't go to them anyway, obviously, because they don't know what they're talking about, according to Ramban. But maybe I look into Hasidus other way. He says, no, you can only ask a Novi. If you don't ask, if you know Novi, the Rebbe says, and he brings the Shechon Aruch and the Kalim. Okay. So this is all how we answer the Rashi and the difference in the Rashi and the Ramban, etc., etc. Rashi always has a lot. Nenim al-Halach is like this. Tzivit Tomim Ti, and this mitzvah of Tomim Ti, Hashem al-Kecho, is a plukta de Rambam and Ramban. Mechleik is Rambam and Ramban, and nimni b'mini ha-mitzvahs if you count them into mitzvahs. A Rambam, lo yevi b'sefer ha-mitzvah shalei, the Rambam doesn't count it. Although we know there are 630 mitzvahs. There are certain rules which things are counted in the mitzvahs or not. And them as there are more than 630 times what it says in the Torah do or don't do. But not everything is counted. There are certain rules. So the Rambam does not count this mitzvah. Ramban bas against money. Ramban does count it. And he says, Loshen shenitztaveinu liyis levaveinu tomim imei yisborach. As we were commanded to be, our heart should be tomim with Hashem. Messiah, and the Ramban finishes off. Ulai Choshev Arav. He's explaining why did the Rambam not count it. The Rambam holds Shitzavo Kelelas HaMitzvahs. You know, one of the rules is any mitzvah that includes all the mitzvahs. Moshe, when the Pasuk says keep all the mitzvahs, so it's a commandment, but that's not part of the minyan mitzvahs because it includes all the mitzvahs. So the Rambam holds. The Rambam says that Tomim Ti also includes everything. It includes all the mitzvahs. The leches v'dar keter to go in the Torah. That's he brings his cheshbon because the mitzvah qualifies. Now the shaila is, what does the Ramban hold? Yeshleimer the ozel beplukt the zul if he shetos and pirish across of tamim tia. Could be the machlekes. The Rambam and the Ramban is part of how he touched tamim tia. And this I go. Kos of Rambam, the Rambam writes the tam kol yisurim meil and the reason of all these prohibitions that you can go to the mechashvim to the magicians etc. He writes like this. The dvarim meil kulum dibri sheker because of him. They're all lies. Yidden who are smart shouldn't go with the stupidity. Smart people know that all these things are not a kind of stupidity. Today to mention, not normal people went to notchical dark chemicals. People, stupid people followed them, left the true way and went to them. That's what the Torah said. She's here, Al-Kalayla, when it warns you against all this. That means this is stupid. People who don't know das think that they're good. And the Torah says, Tomim Tiyah, be Tomim. So how does the Rambam learn Tomim? Hainu mean, Sharambam Mefarish, the Tomim Tiyah, Inyon, Tmimus, Vishlemas Adas. Push it, your mind should be clear. You should be a complete mind. Don't be stupid. Don't, that's why he teaches. The Mela movement should see the Kelel. The Mela, we understand what the Ramban means that he holds, that it's a mitzvah that contains everything. What is the teichon of it? Lias tomim v'sholim b'dasim Hashem alakecha. Be your mind should be complete with Hashem. And b'meila, what should happen? Shazel kelo kol tzivu yakadosh baruch. It includes all the commandments of the Eibishter. And therefore, ima yeshikavu l'tzibizav parsha zudav kekish shezera kol elavolim. Even though the pasuk tomim is written here concerning not listening to all the stupidities of these magicians, it calls it teichne shayech l'kim kol mitzvah. The meaning of it is shayech to all the mitzvahs. Because it's like it means the chlal your mind should do seichel, you should have seichel with David. That's what seichel should be. It happens to be written here. And the Rebbe in the Ha'orah goes in that the Shaila, where do we get the Iser of not going to them? Could be it's from here. But that's also only a result from Tomim. Tomim Matiyah is a klolos de kizach. that your mind should be smart, smart, that the Eibishter's things are right, not what they're doing. So that's a klal. Now the Ramban, aber Ramban shemafarish and yachad lovein elik v'vadu yizborach. He says what it means is our mind should be miyuchat to the Eibishter. The shenami shehu levad eisekel, to believe that he does everything. U'memenu levad nidrish abois. Only from him we should ask for what's going to happen in the future. Yehu mishne mishana marochas hakechom ha'mazol. It's saying because he could change the stars and the solar system, etc., etc. So according to that, ain't it tzivik kelo? It's not that tzivik for all the mitzvahs. This coming here. To believe in the Eibishter is something klal for all the mitzvahs. But the tamim tia here means the amunah that you have in the Eibishter versus these things. It's not something negated to all the mitzvahs. To change the system, the solar system. That's why you shouldn't go to ask him. So this is a specific mitzvah. Don't ask these people things because you should have a munah Davish to do what he wants and they don't know what they're talking about. So it's specific to this. According to the Rambam, it's not specific to this. It's b'chol your dash should be tamim. So the Rambam holds it's inyan kolli. All the mitzvah, it's not part of the tayag mitzvah. The Ramban holds it's a specific thing has to do with these things. And like he says in here in Parsha, that you should be tamim be inyonim elu. You should be what? Your mind should know that you have to be tamim with the Eibishter, the gab of these things. So it's a specific thing. But Rashi, which is Shutei Shel Mikra, the Tomim Loshen Leilosh and Shalom Melam Loshen Tmimis. Here it's Loshen Tmimis. Are a Poshe Shuzoi Mitzvah Protis. That's a Protistic Mitzvah for sure. He's Talachim Bet Tmimis. We're just saying how you should be going with the Eibishter. Not that you should keep all the mitzvahs. Don't you a certain mindset that you have to have? That's a Protistic Mitzvah. There's a certain mindset you have to have a certain sincerity. He's giving us a mitzvah of sincerity. That's what it is. And therefore, Nimiyim, Biminyan HaMitzvahs. It fits in the mitzvahs. So Rashi learns, Tomim means, like he says, that you have to accept the Eibishter B'Tmimus. So even though it means all the mitzvahs, but it's not telling you to keep all the mitzvahs. It's telling you, be sincere. Gaba Eibishter. That's a tzivut Eibishter says. What you should do, you should approach. So this is Neisev Ala Mitzvahs Leisev Shalifnezeh. This comes in addition to the mitzvahs Leisev. All those that look for the future, that's the place I said. But besides that, there's a general mitzvah of sincerity, and that's a mitzvah protis of being sincere with the Eibishter. And mainly, you will not look after the Hasidus, etc., etc. And all the Rebbe adds, then you'll be with him in his payload. And then the last paragraph, the Rebbe wrote, B'Ksav Yad added the last paragraph, and he wrote, maybe you could say that. See, the psukim has a few protests. So by keeping this part of the posik, that you shouldn't be amongst you, you shouldn't find amongst you those who do these things, which is a disgusting thing to Hashem. For that, the schar is tia ime. If you don't do things disgusting to him, you'll be with him. Because your gamet tapale, then the second part of the next words of Rashi, and you should hope to him, chol mashiyovim, mekabel bitmimis, and whatever happens, you accept bitmimis. Then ye gam lechelkei, you'll also be part of his chelik. It's excellent. He doesn't tie choose it means, but that's what the Rebbe wrote in Tzatzak. And many other things he wrote, but I'm saying here the whole paragraph the Rebbe put in as a sof to this sikha. So now we see everything how it fits, almost like a puzzle, in every word in Russian. Okay.
Yeah, hashkeh.
Shtofar vos.
Good.
Yeah, good night, Alman.
Good night.
Agiris from New York.
Good. Oh, good, good.
Agiris from New York. You're not New York.
Oh, so you bet now this good.
I'll tell you about it another time. I'll remind you. Good. Yeah, good. Good night.